in the chanting of the holy name, Krishna can be accessed only by hearing. When we say hearing, there is a difference between hearing and listening. People who travel by plane, they know they have a very, very costly headphone made by one Bose laboratory. This Bose, if you put that headphone, big sounds will not be heard, like the aeroplane sound, big sound of aeroplane. You can't hear even a little bit of it. It can completely stop it. On the other hand, if air hostess comes to you and asks you, sir, would you like to have coffee or tea? And you may say, no, thanks. Even such a soft sound you can hear. Why? That is how the headphone is designed. To selectively listen even to such soft sounds. Whereas such huge sounds of the plane are not heard. Similarly, you will find when you are in the railway station, so you are waiting for a particular train, there is a huge crowd. They say the train will come either in platform 2 or platform 5. And all people are standing on the bridge. And they are making announcement. Chhatrapati Shivaji, immediately your ears become alert. You have seen that? Because you are waiting for a train going to Chhatrapati Shivaji terminus. Even if they say Chhatrapati Shivaji is Janta Raja or something, still, you know, yeah. Still our ears are extremely alert to that one particular sound. Because although there is a big babble of waves of sounds, you know, people are going, coming, making sounds, yelling, screaming, screeching, everything. In that, you know, that one particular sound of the train, platform, announcement, your ears are waiting to hear. So our ears have the ability to selectively hear if we want to hear. That's the most important thing. If I want to hear, I can hear. It is possible, surely. Like you see, the World War II, sometimes the siren would blow off. When the siren would blow in a particular direction, we have to run in that direction and board a wagon or something. And they'll close the wagon and take you to a safe place. And if you don't run and catch the wagon, then you got lost and the enemies will shoot you down. And the wagon may come from this side or this side. So can you imagine how attentive our ears will be? Because that's going to be your life savior. You are likely to miss out on the wagon. So our ears are extremely sharp if you want to hear. So the individual person who wants to hear, his desperateness is what counts in hearing or listening to the sound very attentively. Just like a deer goes to drink water. Just behind the bush there is a tiger standing. And the deer has to be extremely attentive in hearing with the ears. The deer will slowly progress depending on, is there any sounds coming from behind the bushes? If there is some sound of some movement, immediately deer will run away. And both have sharp ears. Tiger has sharp ears and deer also has sharp ears. And tiger cannot catch the deer unless he is very attentive to the walking of the deer. When he keeps the foot and comes. So, for those animals, you know, inattentive hearing can claim their life. But for us on an everyday basis, inattentive hearing doesn't claim our life. We take it very lightly. That's the reason we are not so serious about hearing the holy name. Once His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was telling, how should be our chanting? He said, imagine you are lying in a flat room. Suddenly, somehow, in the dark night, a thief has broken open the door and he has come inside. You know, and now the thief is moving here and there in the room, looking for some property. And the moment he sees you are moving the body, he may murder you. So he said, the only way you can hear the movement of the thief is through the ears. If he's opening the cupboard, clang, the open sound comes. So say, you know where the thief is now, he's here now. And then after some time, if he goes into the kitchen and he makes sound there, then you know he's there. So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, all of us in this material world, we are blindfolded. Because right now we can't see Krishna, we can't see spiritual world, you know, we can't see the spiritual truths. So we are like a blindfolded person sleeping. And the sounds we have to hear, if you don't hear the sound attentively, if you are careless, we are likely to become a victim. So he was telling how much you will be attentive to hear that sound. He was telling. So it is our choice. Whatever sound we value, that sound we hear. Even though there may not be some sounds here, we still hear them because we want to hear them. If like some cinema song comes in the ears, although it's not nobody singing it, it may come in the ears because somebody wants to hear it. So we only will hear what we want to hear. Although there may be Hare Krishna sound coming out of our mouth, we may not hear it because we don't want to hear it. We want to hear something else. So then how can we want to hear it? Yes, there is an explanation for that also. Whatever sounds you consider worthy, it is weighing in your heart. Yes, this is an important sound. That only we will hear. And which sound will our heart consider as weighty or valuable enough to hear? That sound which we respect. That sound which we attach value to. And when will we attach value? Or when will we respect a sound? For that we have to hear the glories. That is the reason we study Shastra. We study Shastra so much, we study about the glories of the Holy Name. Likely that someday will come when we understand the... It's not that we don't know the glories of the Holy Name. We know it, but we don't believe in them. And the belief, how will it come? Will it come by hearing? By hearing from those who have faith. That they are called as Tachshadda Dhana Munayo. Jnana Yur. It is. So he says, Shaddadana Muniyo. So from the Shaddadana people, we have to hear. Their faith may brush with us, and we may also get some faith. And also, likely that we have not accumulated enough Bhaktivanmukha Sukriti Punya, because of which we are like a poverty stricken beggar who has not been able to develop sufficient faith in the glories of the Holy Name, even after hearing it a million times. It's like a LKG student sitting in a BSc maths class or something. Things are going over head. So then what to do? Just continue gradually hearing more and rendering more and more service, accumulating the Bhaktivanmukha Sukriti to come to a point where we can develop a firm faith in the glories of the Holy Name. When we develop that faith, then we respect the Holy Name. When we respect the Holy Name, the sound will become weighty and valuable for us. When it becomes valuable, then we can respect it. And hear the sound. When we hear that sound, then whole material world vanishes from our consciousness. And all that remains is only Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki. All obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.